Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
And that sound, of course, means that it is time for our weekly police segment. And joining us in the spotlight this week is Acting Detective Sergeant Paul Van Emmerich. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul.
Appreciate your time. Yes, I'm
appreciate your time for down there at the Crime Investigation Unit in Shepparton. Now, you were wanting to focus a bit on the importance of how police use community information to wrap up crimes.
Yes, we rely on our community to come forward and assist us with information in solving crime. A lot of our crime is solved by the community, and we investigate a number of different crimes, from burglaries to stolen motor vehicles, assaults and damages in and around Shepparton. And a lot of the time, it's the community who come forward. They have CCTV, they actually witness the event, or they know someone who has been involved in the incident, and they come forward. And now, being in the new age, they can upload videos, they can upload photos straight to Crime Stoppers, and we have a new evidence.com which they can contact the investigator and they can upload and send photos straight to us.
So tell me about this recent crime that it resulted in a successful arrest in relation to stolen property.
Well, we've had a number of stolen vehicles in the Shepparton area. So we start off our investigations in relation to where the vehicle was stolen from, and we canvass at CCTV in that area. And usually that allows us to look at some persons of interest in that area. We then do a media update where we ask for people to come forward if they've seen someone similar or seen someone suspicious in that area. And usually with the help of the community, we're able to track that person down and we're able to pinpoint that person to the actual incident and retrieve and recover the stolen vehicle and arrest, interview and have that person brought before a...
I'm just looking at the iWatch page and I can see there is some really clear CCTV footage of an individual who is wanted in relation to the theft of perfume from a pharmacy, and someone is having a bit of a laugh, maybe Glenn Gibson, the headline is on the nose. So, I mean, look, we're in instances like this where the person's really identifiable, I mean, you must get a lot of people ringing in saying that's Joe Blow.
Yes, and we do, but we can't just take that on board and arrest someone just on someone's belief that that's that person. It takes a lot more investigation into the incident to actually make sure we have the right person. That person was in the area at the time. And usually we have our own investigative tools, phone checks and Facebook checks that put that person in the area. So it's not just on someone's assumption that, you know, that person is such an...
Yeah, I mean, that person may have an axe to grind, you don't know.
Well, you never know.
That's right. And I was seeing, you're mentioning the theft of vehicles. Apparently there's been a real run on catalytic converters, and I admit I don't even know what they do.
Okay, so a catalytic converter is what cleans your engine, so mainly using... it's mainly the diesel engines, catalytic converters, which are being taken, but that's generally more so in Melbourne because catalytic converters can cost up to $1,500 for that section of the tailpipe.
So people are literally turning on their vehicles and then it's sounding really bad or really loud,
well,
and then they're like,
They cut the actual catalytic converter out of the exhaust system.
Oh, honestly, I presume that they're then on selling those parts, stolen parts.
Yes, there's a big market for it, yes.
Gee, always more ingenious ways to be stolen from.
Oh, I guess it just comes money, and catalytic converters is just the it's an easy option, which can be done without entering a house or a vehicle. It's it can be accessed from under a vehicle, and it's an easy theft.
I guess so. Not that we want to advertise it as an easy theft. I'm sure it's not that easy, but you'd need to know where to find it for a start. So you mentioned earlier that you can go online and report crimes. Is there a way to do that? I mean, people like to be in some situations you do like to be anonymous. Unless you go on the dark web, you can't be anonymous online, can you? There's always some way to trace back to your computer. Wouldn't that be of concern to some people?
We respect people who want to remain anonymous, and if we require any more information, then we'll put it out of media flash, basically stating that if that person can please contact us again and provide us with some more information. But we respect people who wish to remain anonymous, and that's Crime Stoppers and any information that's provided to us.
So I was having a look at the Crime Stoppers page and that report crime info form. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward for you to be able to report a crime online. And it is good to know that that you can remain anonymous, because I'm sure in some situations people do want to do that. Do you find that, you know, most of that coming through online is anonymous?
A lot of it is, yes, but I believe people just need to be a bit more informed that they don't have to just call up. They can also send photos and they can send videos. If they have a video of an incident or a photo of a suspicious person, they can actually send that.
And would that be via the Crime Stoppers website as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, before I let you go, I'm sure you've got a busy day ahead. What's taking up most of your time at the moment?
Well, most of our time's taken up in regards to, I guess, theft of motor vehicles, burglaries, and we're hoping that the community will hopefully back us up and provide us information. That's what I'm talking about, the photos and the videos. A lot of these cases are solved by community interaction, and we appreciate what they do for us here, and and we are part of the community ourselves, inside and outside of work. And we just hope everyone just in the Shepparton community forms together, and, you know, we build a strong, you know, connection, and we can solve crimes.
Well, it makes complete sense, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know how many people are in your investigation unit, but if you can have the ears and eyes out there in the community, that would obviously... I don't know, I was going to say provide the missing piece of the puzzle, but I guess in a lot of instances it provides you the first lead.
That's correct. That is correct. And we appreciate the assistance of the Shepparton community.
Okay, we appreciate what you do too, Paul.
Thank you very much.
I'll let you go. Have you got the weekend off?
No.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you enjoy your delayed weekend whenever it is.
All right, I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for your time, Acting Detective Sergeant Paul Van Emmerich from the Crime Investigation Unit at Shepparton.
When a tragic series of events pushed him into homelessness. Sadly, he's not the only one. Almost 700 Australians over the age of 65 will be sleeping rough tonight. Thankfully, Mission Australia was able to rescue Joseph and find him a safe and stable home. Please donate today to help other older Australians escape or avoid homelessness. Call 1800 888868 or visit missionaustralia.com.au.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. Or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor. The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
This Sunday morning, KT is broadcasting live at the brand new Owners Centre at Freedom Place, Kyala. Yes, you can now come and see how good life can be in this over 50s private gated estate with its own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, craft room, golf simulator, dance floor and much, much more. With only a small number of lots remaining, you need to act now. Come and meet KT this Sunday at the Freedom Place Open Day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Janari Road, Kyala. This offer is restricted only to the fully vaccinated.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening as always.